Welcome Dinah Harding, a traveller and a travel blogger. First of all, the expected question. How did you become a travel blogger?
Well, I left my career in corporate finance and set off on my first journey with no steady income, and I didn't lose any sleep over that. I wrote emails to my friends about my adventures because I wanted them to feel my passion. I felt everybody should be a part of it. And then one thing led to another. My brother forwarded them to his girlfriend, a webzine writer, and the rest is history.
What makes a good travel blogger?
That's a question for our audience. I mostly know my readers through the comments they write to my blog. The thing is, our readers do respond to our texts, but I actually write for myself. All our adventures are exciting enough to attract readers, I'm sure, but only the best can write about something as common as a pizza topping in Italy and give their own twist. That's the trigger.
Which personality trait is your main asset in your present career?
I'd say it's my readiness to alter my expectations according to the experience. When you're stepping outside of your comfort zone, if you look carefully enough, you'll find a lot of scary things. Terrifying bus rides, squalid hostels, and I must adjust to that. Besides that, I'm just like other travelers. Adventurous, a bit crazy even.
How do you pay for your trips?
I wish I could tell you my writing pays for everything. That's my prospect for the year to come, which is how much longer my rainy day funds should last. I'm negotiating with a tour operator to become their guide and a contributing author to their monthly travel magazine.
Is there anything that you miss on your trips?
You must do without when you travel. For my first trip, I first packed my e-reader. I thought I wouldn't survive a day without it. Now it's a tablet I use for writing, and I hardly read anything apart from proofreading my blogs. I think I don't have time to miss anything because my schedule is full with as many encounters with the locals as I can fit in a day. I only wish I'd learned how to prepare my mum's specialties myself. Then I'd be complete.
What would you say to other bloggers?
It's become a popular thing lately to be a travel blogger. I tell them that they can write about any place, even if it's about the next village, as long as they think big. It's okay to start small. And don't sugarcoat anything. Be blunt and candid. It's fine. Just travel more than you write, because you need to gather experience to write about it.
Now listen again.
Welcome Dinah Harding, a traveller and a travel blogger. First of all, the expected question. How did you become a travel blogger?
Well, I left my career in corporate finance and set off on my first journey with no steady income, and I didn't lose any sleep over that. I wrote emails to my friends about my adventures because I wanted them to feel my passion. I felt everybody should be a part of it. And then one thing led to another. My brother forwarded them to his girlfriend, a webzine writer, and the rest is history.
What makes a good travel blogger?
That's a question for our audience. I mostly know my readers through the comments they write to my blog. The thing is, our readers do respond to our texts, but I actually write for myself. All our adventures are exciting enough to attract readers, I'm sure, but only the best can write about something as common as a pizza topping in Italy and give their own twist. That's the trigger.
Which personality trait is your main asset in your present career?
I'd say it's my readiness to alter my expectations according to the experience. When you're stepping outside of your comfort zone, if you look carefully enough, you'll find a lot of scary things. Terrifying bus rides, squalid hostels, and I must adjust to that. Besides that, I'm just like other travelers. Adventurous, a bit crazy even.
How do you pay for your trips?
I wish I could tell you my writing pays for everything. That's my prospect for the year to come, which is how much longer my rainy day funds should last. I'm negotiating with a tour operator to become their guide and a contributing author to their monthly travel magazine.
Is there anything that you miss on your trips?
You must do without when you travel. For my first trip, I first packed my e-reader. I thought I wouldn't survive a day without it. Now it's a tablet I use for writing, and I hardly read anything apart from proofreading my blogs. I think I don't have time to miss anything because my schedule is full with as many encounters with the locals as I can fit in a day. I only wish I'd learned how to prepare my mum's specialties myself. Then I'd be complete.
What would you say to other bloggers?
It's become a popular thing lately to be a travel blogger. I tell them that they can write about any place, even if it's about the next village, as long as they think big. It's okay to start small. And don't sugarcoat anything. Be blunt and candid. It's fine. Just travel more than you write, because you need to gather experience to write about it.
That is the end of task 4.